Now, you are listening to Tours Here on the Friday Daily with me, Eleanor Godley. And director Ari Aster made his name as part of the now ubiquitous A24 stable in the 2010s, pioneering the genre controversially dubbed elevated horror, with films like Hereditary and Midsommar. This year, he's adapted these sensibilities from directing intensely shocking horror flicks into a dramedy period piece. Is that how you spell it? How to pronounce it? Dramedy or dramedy? Piece about the COVID-19 pandemic starring Joaquin Phoenix and Pedro Pascal. His film Eddington hits Aussie cinemas last month, and we are at the Friday Daily. We were invited to see it. So here to discuss more is Seth. Hi, Seth.
Hi, how are you doing?
Now, to start off, can you explain a little bit more about elevated horror?
Yeah, the reason why it's like controversial, I guess, is like it's one of those terms like IDM where the people who are like into it hate it. Like, people started calling it elevated horror because, like, they've Robert Eggers and Ari Aster started making these films that were like slow paced, but they were like still kind of horror films. And then people are like, oh, this is like horror, but like smarter. So we're going to call it elevated horror. But like, everyone kind of hates the term. It's a little bit, kind of like, it's kind of insulting, to be honest, to compare it to like to other horror films.
You know what I mean? Okay.
Yeah.
So are you saying that Eddington is elevated horror, or he did elevated horror before he did it?
Eddington is a little bit like lighter. It's not exactly a horror flick. It's a bit of a departure for him.
Right.
His last two movies have been a little different. But yeah, you can definitely feel that, like, I mean, you saw the movie. Especially the third act.
No spoilers.
You can see like the horror, the shockingness.
But, and does it mean that it's just slow paced? Like, I've just finished watching a series on SBS called Fatal Crossing, and it was the slowest crime series I ever watched. And it was in Danish, which was fine. And sometimes when I'm like falling asleep, it's like, oh, I really have to watch it. I've got to read it. But it was because there was a horror to it.
Yeah, probably inspired by the elevated horror movement. Yeah, they're very...
just slow.
They normally take a while to kick in.
Oh, yeah.
The movie starts off normal enough. Normally they have like, I don't know how to describe it, like spiritual elements, or like there's something, like there's a thematic thing behind it. Whereas like compared to like Jason Voorhees, where he's just like a serial killer, normally these like new indie horror movies, they have like... you know, like a message or something behind them. So there's a little bit more to unravel.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how would you describe this film genre-wise? I mean, do we need to label films?
Yeah, I think this is a perfect example of why you don't really need to label films, because it's kind of a thriller. It's kind of like a dark comedy, but it's also like... It's like a political kind of drama almost. It's like about... to like opposing like mayoral candidates. It's very small scale but very large scale at the same time.
Yeah. It's quite funny, really.
It is, exactly. That's what I mean. It's like weirdly funny.
I suppose a lot of horror movies can be very funny.
Yeah.
And what about the cast? What do you think of their abilities?
We talked in the intro a little bit about Joaquin Phoenix and Pedro Pascal. They're like the two leads, the two mayoral candidates. But also Emma Stone has a significant presence in the movie, I guess, is like the lead actress in the film. And I think she's phenomenal. She's quickly becoming... she might be my favorite working actress. She's been on a tear recently. And there's also Austin Butler makes like a smallish kind of appearance as well. It's weird. It's a very star-studded cast.
Yeah, but they could have put anyone in his position. He was like, it was so superfluous to the role. Like, I don't know. I just thought he was...
yeah, I feel like his role, he was a little bit tacked on, I guess, his role in the movie.
We'll put his name up there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And okay, what about, do you think this will age well?
Yeah, I think... it's so fascinating to see a movie already that's like set in COVID and is so like heavily, like it's very 2020 and kind of like a funny way. It kind of plays it off as for laughs.
Do you think it's the first one? Is it the first
COVID? I think it's the first COVID movie. I'm going to go ahead and say that. Correct us if we're wrong. But,
I remember when the first scenes and they're wearing masks and they got all the signs and they had to light up and all these memories came back and I'm thinking, oh, I don't know whether I want to sit through this. It was like, oh, because I didn't realize what the film was about.
But yeah, I think it's going to be, I think that's maybe my favorite thing is I think it's like, I'm going to be able to watch this in years from now and be like, the good old days, you know, like, especially because I'm a younger person. I love it when films are like, so like modern, like Uncut Gems was like that. It was so 2011, like it kind of like really owned that time period. And I feel like this movie's done the same thing for 2020.
How old were you then?
Yeah, I was like 6. But, you know, I can still remember things back from 2011.
Okay, yeah.
Whereas most period pieces are like in the 40s or whatever, doing the Charleston, roaring 20s, like, you know, yeah.
A lot of war movies.
Yeah, war movies, things like that.
Okay, so we've kind of talked about the film's final act, haven't we?
We basically talked as much as we can about giving it away.
Overall, would you recommend this film? And who do you think would like to watch this?
I would recommend it. I really connected with it. And we watched it a little while ago. And even still, it has like, it sticks in my mind. It's probably my favorite film I've seen of this year so far.
Except for the name. The name doesn't stick.
Yeah, the name is a little generic. It's just like a town name. But it's kind of, you know, it is about a town, so it's nice. I think if you're interested in, like, horror films or if you've seen any of the other, like, A24 horror movies, like The Witch and stuff, you would love it. And even not, like, if you're just looking for, like, a smart, like, meditation on, like, the whole COVID era, or if you just like Pedro Pascal, which a lot of people do, then just watch the movie. I think it's really great.
All right. Okay, thanks, Seth, for your insight onto the movie Eddington.